you're permitted to remove it. So if you're good, let's say I need, I have a pickle jar that's very tight and I have to pry it open, so I'm permitted to use, if I have nothing, if I can't do it otherwise, I'm permitted to use a screwdriver or a hammer if it's absolutely necessary to open it. That's called Tzorach Lugufoy. I want to use the klisha malach talisa, that's not mukta. A pen or a pencil or a screwdriver or a hammer is a kli. Mukta means a piece of junk, something that that has no istamshus at all. If something is a kli, but it's a klisha malach talisa, that's a lower level of than mukta. It's not the same as mukta mamish. So if you have a klisha malach talisir, you're not permitted to be metaltalit unless you need the screwdriver to open up a jar, or it's in the way, you want to take it out of the way, the tzorchum kaima, then you're allowed to move it. But if it's a beitzah shenolda b'shabbos or b'yontif, it's mukta mamish, you're not permitted to move it, even letzorch gufoy. Ein metaltalim osa lo lachasas bo esakli. Not allowed to move it, even, let's say I have a bottle, I have a glass of water, and I want to cover up the top of the bottle, the top of the glass, with this beitzah, that the dirt shouldn't fall in. Dirt is flying down or something. So you're not permitted to move it, even letzorch gufa, letzorch, or letzorch mekame, v'la lisbach mekari amita. I want to move the beitzah in order to support something. You're not permitted to. Yeah. Avol, it says, Avol kaifa leho, es akli bishvil shaloi tishav. This you are permitted to. This we learned last week, Rashi and Tosfos quoted in Maseches Shabbos, on Daf Mem Gimel, Rashi and Tosfos quote, Maseches Shabbos, Daf Mem Gimel, there's a machlokes Rabbi Yitzchok, li amoyro, against all the other Amoraim. Rabbi Yitzchok says, not only are you not permitted to move a Dovishol Mukta, you're not allowed to move a Kli in order to cover up a Dovishol Mukta. Huh? Right, to be Kofol of a Kli, you're not allowed to. If the Beitza is Mukta, so this sheet that Rabbi Yitzchok called, not only are you not permitted to move the Beitza, Shinol the Bishabbos, if you're afraid the other hens are going to jump on this Beitza and crash it, or some of the workers will step on it and break it. So Rabbi Yitzchok Shita is that you're not allowed to take a cup or a jar or a pot and put it upside down to protect. You're not allowed to. So the Braisa says we don't hold like Rabbi Yitzchok. The Braisa is against Rabbi Yitzchok. It says Avol, this is mutter. But that you are permitted to do. You are allowed to take a kli and put it upside down on top of the beitza so that it shouldn't smash. How does Rabbi Yitzchok disagree with the Braisa? Rabbi Yitzchok is an Amoira. How does he disagree against the Nof and the Braisa? So Rashi and Tosfos both say, Rashi writes, V'ihu and Rabbi Yitzchok, the Rashi here, where it says in Rashi, Shabbos daf mem gimel amud aleph in parentheses. So Rashi says in the last line in that section, V'ihu and Rabbi Yitzchok, Muki lo, he's at the Zayin of Braisa in a special case, with Tzorach Mekame Shel HaKli. It's talking like this, the Kli is in the way anyway. The pot is in the way. He has to move it anyway. So he has a head to move the kli. Tzorach Mekame. Once he's moving it already, so he's even permitted to move it over here in order to cover over the base.
He can put it wherever he wants to.
Oh, so that's what Tosfos said from this Gemara. You see, even though Le'olam, you don't see anything from this Gemara because we don't pass him like Rabbi Yitzchok. We pass him that you're permitted to move a kli to cover over a dovishal muktzah. You are allowed to. So according to the way we pass in La Loche, there's no rife in this Bryce at anything. There's no problem. It's a kosher atop and a kosher level. There's no shilas over here. The Bryce just says, Avol, what does it say? Avol, koifa les akli, bishvil shalati shavas hetagoma. But it means like this, we don't find that anybody disagrees with this part of what Rabbi Yitzchok said. Rabbi Yitzchok had a din that we don't accept, that you're not allowed to move a kli in order to cover up a dovishal muktzah. So that we disagree with him. But then Rabbi Yitzchok got stuck with the Braisa, Shteiter Beferish Vaker, Rabbi Yitzchok gives a teretz, so you don't find that anybody disagrees with what he said in the teretz. So that's what the Rishonim all say, from Rabbi Yitzchok, mi Rabbi Yitzchok nishma lididan. We should infer what the halacha would be even according to us. Da hainu, da what? Let's say I have a heter, I have a screwdriver, or a hammer, or a pen, or a pencil, whatever, and I've had to move it because it's in the way, it's on the kitchen table and I'm on the dining room table, I want to eat there. So not only am I permitted to take it off of the table and drop it on the floor, you don't have to drop it right away on the floor, you're permitted to take it from the kitchen and walk all the way into 10 rooms down to put it where it really belongs, as long as you're doing it with one long tiltle. I began carrying it down, I continued to carry it till I put it down. So that's what the top taster says, and Iran and all the Mishanim say, from this Gemara you see that if you have a heter to move You don't have to drop it once the tzorich is taken care of. You're permitted to continue to carry it all the way till you put it in its place.
Why we couldn't take it away before Shabbat or before Yom?
That's what he's supposed to do. Why didn't he? Someone gave me a book yesterday, a new book, a collection of Divrei Torah by women, special, only by women. The half of the book is in Hebrew, half of the book is in English. Special. So one woman has an essay, this is Yoshala, one woman has an essay, is it permissible for a single girl to have artificial insemination? So someone looked at the type and said, let her get married. Let the girl get married. Let her get married. I don't know. That's the easy solution. Let her get married. She didn't get married.
You have chumash on Pesach in the shop.
What do you cover it. You can cover the cleat.
Right? The same thing.
He would apply this principle also.
He would say you're not allowed to. So Tosfos there says that that Gemara, Lachor is... That's a brisa. That's a brisa in the Gemara that says if you have chametz in your home on Pesach, if it's chalamoy, to burn it. But if it's yontif, you're not allowed to burn the chametz. It's a malacha. So it says you should be kaifu all of a sakli. Put a pot on top of the chametz so you won't forget. If you're going to see the candy bars, they may forget and eat it. So Tosfos says, doesn't the brisa contradict Rav Yitzchak? How's he going to answer that brisa? So Tosfos gives a whole fancy answer. Ashayla. Ashayla. Maybe that's... they say maybe that itself is a tzorech ha'adam. I'm not so interested. What am I interested in protecting? Here I'm interested in protecting the beitza. So Rav Yitzchak says you're not allowed to enkli nital el tzorech davran nital. But here I want to protect myself from doing an aveira. So Tosfos says one answer. That's even Rav Yitzchak would say that's mutter. I'm moving the kli from my tzorech, not to protect the chametz, but to protect myself from violating that man. Anyway, but that's the same price it is. Says if you have chametz on Pesach, on Yontif, if it's a chalamayt, you burn it. If it's on Yontif, you're not allowed to move it. It's muktzeh, you're not allowed to burn it. So what do you do? So it says kaif all of a sakli. So the pashtus is also against Rabbi Yitzchak. Pashtus against Rabbi Yitzchak. Since Shulchan Aruch, this is a big machlech. Abadi is supposed to clean off the table before Shabbat. That's the whole mitzvah of Kvay Shabbos. They didn't clean it off before Shabbos. So the shayla here is, in Shulchan Aruch, there's a big machlech. What if a person has a heter to move muktzeh? Let's say there's money. There's money on the table. And for some reason or another, the person has a heter to move the money. I don't know, I can't think of a case. How does he have a heter to move the money on Shabbos? Okay.
Wasn't put there with a purpose.
No, let's say he's going to handle the money itself. He's going
to
pick up.
If you put money on a bed, accidentally, you have a right to move it.
No, so you're saying if you put it accidentally, the bed will not become a bottle for
the
other.
But
the money still mukta. You can move the money with your elbow. Yeah. So we're talking about a case like this. I have money, and I have a heter to move the money. I have a heter to move the money.
They keep in two days of Shabbos, one is in Hawaii.
Whatever the case is. Okay. So in Shulchan Aruch, they have a discussion. If a person is moving money in his hand, the case in Shulchan Aruch is like this. Erev Shabbos, the person is walking around with money in his hand or his pocket, and he doesn't realize that it's late, his watch stopped. And all of a sudden somebody says, what are you doing? It's already Shabbos. So what does he do? He's holding the money in his hand. Does he have to drop the money right away? Or do you say, no, since he has it in his hand, he's permitted to go right there and put it away in the drawer where he wants to put it away. So the Ramah, this in Hilchos Erev Shabbos, so the Ramah, Reish Tamach Vav, I think, so the Ramah quotes this Tosfos, and he says, just like by Klisha Malach Tali Yisra, by a pen or a pencil or a screwdriver or a hammer, once you're carrying it, there's no added Aveira if you carry it all the way to the other end of the house and put it away where it belongs. So the same kula applies to Mukta. Once you're carrying it, you can go all the way. And the other Achareinim disagree with the Ramo on two points. They disagree. First of all, the Vilna Goyen and quite a few Achareinim disagree. They hold that this heter only applies once you're carrying it, can go all the way back. That's only by Klisha Malach Tali Yisr. It doesn't apply to Mukta Mamish. If you're dealing with money is Mamish Mukta, or you have broken glass or something that's Mukta Mamish, a piece of junk, then the heter of Tosfos doesn't apply. That's one point they disagree with the Ramah. Then they disagree on another point. The whole heter of Tosfos only is if you're permitted to carry the screwdriver of the heter, so the heter not only applies to get it off of the table or to hold the screwdriver to open up the jar of pickles, once you have a heter to handle it for a few moments, you have a heter to continue to put it all the way back. But here on Erev Shabbos, you have no heter. On Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to handle money. When Shabbos comes in, there's no heter to handle the money. So he's handling the money on Shabbos, b'yisser. There's no heter. So when he realizes that it's Shabbos, you have to drop it right away. That's the machlekes in Achrayim. That's the machlekes in Achrayim. Rav Soloveitchik used to explain a little bit. This tzad that the Vilna Goen and the Mishnah Berurah paskens like that, and the Derech HaChaim Siddur, the Nesidus, a few Achrayim disagree with the Ramah, and they say that this kula that Tosfos said that once you're carrying it, you can carry it all away and put it in the right place, that heter only applies to Klisha Malach Deliyisr and doesn't apply to Mukta Mamish. So he explained it with another din. There is a din in the Gemara that, let's say, a person, Cholila, somebody dies on Shabbos and Yontav, so the Gemara says a dead body is Mukta. It's also a piece of junk. You're not allowed to move out of a dead body. So it's Mukta. So what if it's a mutal bebizayon? What if the mace is in a bad location in the sun? The Gemara says David HaMelech died on Shabbos, and Shlomo HaMelech came to ask Shaila, Abba mutal b'chama, the Gemara b'me madlikim. So what should he do? So they told him, put a kikar etinik, either put a piece of bread, or put a siddur, or put a little baby, put a child on top of the mace, and then move the mace. A special heter only by mace. It doesn't apply to anything else. Kikar etinik. If you're carrying a dvar mukta together with a non mukta, with one big tiltul, so it's a special heter that is mutta. So where did that heter come from? Where did that kikar etinik say? They invented yesh meyayin from thin air, a heter of kikar etinik. So in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Tshuvas HaRosh, who says the following, based on a Gemara. He says, no, this kikar etinik exists. It's a real bona fide heter in another area of halacha. By Kalisha Malach Deliyisr, there's such a din. Let's say you have a frying pan. So in Shulchan Aruch it says a frying pan on Shabbos is a klisha malach deliyisa. Because what do you do? A frying pan, a pot that you cook in, is a klisha malach deliyisa. So how does the wife ever take off the pot from the stove? It has the soup in it, it has the chicken in it. It's a klisha malach deliyisa. No, so that says in the Gemara, when it has food in it, then it's mutter. When it has food, then it's mutter. Why is it mutter if it has food? Let it be a klisha malach deliyisa. So some Rishonim say, Pashit, the Balamor says, Pashit. Yeah. The frying pan or the pot is a container. What if you have a Tupperware? Tupperware is a klisha malach deliyisa. Tupperware is a container. A plate is a klisha malach deliyisa. So here, if you have a frying pan that has food in it, or you have a big pot, a soup pot, or a chicken pot that has food in it, so then it's a container. So a container is not mukta. It's not a klisha malach deliyisa. But when it's empty and there's nothing in it, so then I don't say it's a container. I say, oh, it's a frying pan. Or I say it's a klisha mavashlan boy. When it's empty, I label it as a klisha malach deliyisa. And when it's full, I say, oh, it's containing something. It's holding something. I label it as a klisha malach deliyisa. That's what the Baal HaMor says. In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber quotes the Tshuvas HaRosh. Yesh Omrim, he says, it's a different word. When it has food in it, it's mutter because of kikar etinik. Since it's one tiltul, I'm carrying the klisha malach deliyisa together with oichlim, and oichlim, there's no chumris at all. Oichlim, you're permitted to move even shalom the tzarach klal. So to carry with one tiltul, klisha malach deliyisa with an oichel, that's mutter. But the Gemara says kikar etinik is only a heter by neis bovad. So the Rosh and the Tshuva says no, that's only within the category of mukta. If you're talking about mukta mamish, so then the heter of kikar etinik doesn't apply only by mace. They introduce mishum kavod mace. But if you're talking about klisha malach deliyisa, then there's always a heter kikar etinik. Not that they invented kikar etinik from thin air. No, the heter kikar etinik is a bona fide heter. It exists alamol. There's a heter kikar etinik by klisha malach deliyisa. And it never makes sense to carry over the heter to mukta except by mace. They said we'll make an exception to the rule mishum kavod abrias. So why should there be this distinction between kikar etinik by mukta that it's not a good heter, as opposed to kikar etinik by klisha malach deliyisa? So Reichik said it's exactly the same as this. It's the same heter as over here. It's a tiltul kafel. He just formulated one phrase that covers both cases. Let's say the screwdriver is on the table, and I want to take it off on the table. Tzorach l'mekaymai, it's in the way. So tzorach l'mekaymai, I have a heter to carry it. So not only is it a heter to carry it and drop it on the floor, I can go all the way weiter. It's one long tiltel. It's one tiltel, part of which I have a heter for. So if you have a heter for part of the tiltel to get it off of the table,
all the way.
I have a heter all the way. I can go move it 10 rooms down the corridor and put it where it really belongs in the tool chest. I don't have to drop it on the floor and kick it under the table. And the same is true by kikarei tinuk. It's also a tiltel kafel. I'm moving the food together with the kli, so it's one maaser tiltel on the kikarei tinuk together with the kli shemalach d'liyiser. So since the tiltel on the oichel is mutter, the tiltel on the tinuk, the baby, whatever it is, the kikarei tinuk, the food or the mashke or the baby, whatever the non mukta item is, that's mutter, and it's one big tiltel. It's a tiltel kafel. So since I have a heter on part of the tiltel, and it's only one mice of tiltel, so the heter covers everything. The only time there's a prohibition, the only time there's an isa tiltel, but klisha malach d'liyisa is if the tiltel is solely, if it's only for the klisha malach d'liyisa without any heter at all. But if part of the tiltel I have a heter for, so it's one long tiltel, one big tiltel, so everything is mutter. But by mukts, you see that there's no heter kikaretina,
right.
Only by maize. So what do you see? By mukta is not a vart, it's one big tiltel. So if part of it, if miktasa is mutta, the whole tiltel is mutta. No. To carry the kikarei tinuk is mutta. You're not permitted to cause that the mukta should be moved because of you. Even if it's a tiltel kafel, I'm doing one tiltel to a heter and to a mukta, you're not allowed to do that either. So Mamela Hu Adinami, the Vilna Gaon says, if I carry a long tiltel, I take off the mukta from the table. Behetach reis apikoch nefesh.
It's a gav shel rei, grif shel rei. You're allowed to move it because of that.
Okay.
So therefore,
there's an example. Oh, we were trying to fish an example before. Where do you have a heter to move mukta on Shabbos? The case that I gave that he was carrying, handling the money on Erev Shabbos, that was really beyisr. On Erev Shabbos is mutta. When Shabbos comes in, he has no heter. So he has a case. The din is, let's say you diaper the baby. And it's a dirty diaper, a filthy diaper. So the Gemara says, that's the junk. Sein lecha mukta, gadol mizeh. Junk is mukta. So let's say you diaper the baby on the bed, and you have the dirty diaper there. So you want to take a nap on Shabbos afternoon. So the dirty diaper is mukta, so you can't move it. So the Gemara says, there's a special heter that's called gerev shalrei. If it's mamish something, I have a dead mouse in the house. I have a dirty diaper, something that's awful, that's very annoying, that's very disgusting. Depending on where the location is, if it's in the bedroom and I want to sleep on the bed, that, if it's in the bathroom, what's the heter gerev shalrei? The bathroom has dirt anyway. But if it's in a location where people find it annoying, then there's a special heter. So let's say once you take the dirty diaper, you can either take the dirty diaper off of the bed and put it to face on the windowsill, or put it in the bathroom. I really want to put it in the other bathroom. I have two bathrooms in the house. I want to put it in the other bathroom.
Further away.
But if I put it in this bathroom, it'll also solve my problem. So then the pashtus is, they've only gone but say, there's no heter. The heter, gerev shalrei, is a heter on tiltel mukta mamish, is only letzorech. Once you've taken care of the tzorech, it's no longer annoying. You have no heter to go weiter. If you have, that's a tiltel aruch, a long tiltel, is only a heter by klisha malach d'liyisa. By mukta mamish, it wouldn't be a good heter.
Or you let's say you cannot take the screwdriver before and put it on the let's say the wife cannot take out the screwdriver from the drawer, put it on the table in case you want to open the pickle.
You're not allowed to, unless you know for sure that you need it.
You can, when you want to open the pickle, then you can go, only then give
that's
the pickle
right.
To move.
That's right. They have to handle a klisha malach d'liyisa is only if you know for sure that you need it. Even then, the Mishnah Berurah has another chumrah. He says, let's say I want to use a screwdriver or a hammer to open up the pickle jar, but I can just as well open up the pickle jar with a fork. With the back of a spoon, a klisha malach d'laheta. But then he says you should use a klisha malach d'laheta. The heta to use a klisha malach to handle a klisha malach d'laheta is if you have no breira, if you have no way to avoid it. It's the chuyot, not hutro.
Why is the frying pan like a klisha malach d'laheta, just like a lot of uses double heta, in other words, use it for another purpose? Why isn't the frying pan the same thing? I don't understand what you have the problem with the food. True, to cook on it is like a klisha malach d'laheta. But to carry the food in it is just using the frying pan.
As we say, he says,
when it has food in it, then the Gemara says you're permitted to move it. When it doesn't have food,
come up with the whole thing because why is it Muktzah is Klishim Lachalitza?
It is Klishim Lachalitza.
You're using it in another way, just like you use the hammer.
Let's say I'm not, no. No, let's say I'm not using it. Let's say I have an empty frying pan. I have a cabinet full of pots and pans.
That's a Klishim Lachalitza, period.
Then it's a Klishim Lachalitza.
What would be the din pak if I have something in the refrigerator, I want to warm something up on a blech, and I want to put it in a pan? Put it on a blech.
Yeah.
Can I do it?
Yeah.
But the Klishim
Lachalitza. That's Lutzarach Gufo. I need it.
So
the Tzarek Gufo is
Mutzah. When you said taking the food off the thing, why is it Mutzah?
I mean, maybe the reason why you permitted to move it is because the Tzarek Gufo is Mutzah. It's a good kasha. I don't know. That's a good kasha. I don't remember why the Rishonim don't give that. No. They hold that it's Klishim Alach Talisa. No.
But it should be.
That, I don't know. That's in Shulchan Aruch. It says that a pot that you cook in, even though you also use it as
storage,
a container for storage to put in the refrigerator. I don't know why, but it says in Shulchan Aruch that a frying pan or a pot that you cook in, when it's empty, has the status of a Klishim Alach Talis. So he has, but if it has food in it, then it says Mutter. So that's a kasha. What do you have to work so hard to figure out why it's Mutter? It's Posh it. Let it be Mutter because Tzarech Lom Kamo. I don't know. Okay.
Going into the sukkah, you can't bring into the sukkah any utensil where you cook. In that particular
you not allowed to leave it after it's finished, you mean?
Well, no. The food that you cooked in,
yeah.
You can't bring that into the sukkah to serve them. You have to take it out. The halachah of love.
Yeah.
You can't bring
it
in a pot.
You cooked the food in a pot. You can't bring that pot into the
it's
dirty.
It's not
covered out sukkah. It's not covered out sukkah. It's like diapering a baby in a sukkah. It's not covered out sukkah to have it there. Like you wouldn't bring it into the dining room where you're serving. Wouldn't bring it into the dining room either. You would leave it in the kitchen.
Once the pot is empty,
it's not muktzah, it's klisha malach taliyisa. Once the pot is empty, it has the status
so
of klisha malach taliyisa.
So you should still be able to move it away from the table.
Oh, so if it's in the way, you're permitted to move it away. Because it's not muktzah, man. It's only klisha malach taliyisa. So the tzarech mekamah would be
muktzah.
Right. The tzarech mekamah, you're allowed to move it away. If it's in the way, you're allowed to move it. But if it's not in the way, then you're not allowed to move it.
Oh, it's not muktzah, then you can move it, but it has the food to come in.
Also Tzarech Lom Kamo. It's also Tzarech Lom Kamo. Okay. It's also considered Tzarech Lom Kamo. Okay. So that's the brisa that we're learning. Fine. So it says, a beitza shenol de b'shabbos b'yontif has the status of muktzah. You're not allowed to eat it and you're not allowed to handle it. Even Tzarech Gufa Tzarech Mekamo, because the beitza shenol is muktzah mam. It's not stam like a klisha malach talis. Usveiko asura, and if you have a beitza and it's a suffix where there's no the b'shabbos of the erev Shabbos, you didn't look on erev Shabbos to see whether there were any eggs. Shabbos morning, you find some eggs there. Erev Yontif, yeah. So it says sveiko asura, suffix is awesome. Period. Then it says v'nisarva be'elef. What if you have a beitza that you're not allowed to eat, get mixed up with another 1,000 beitzim that are mutter, kula masuras. You're not allowed to eat any of the beitzim. So now the Gemara is going to comment on the Sveika Asura. Why should it be that a Beitza Shenol the B'Shabbos is such an Iser that even if it's a Suffolk, it's also awesome?
It's only according to Rabbi.
Oh, so the Gemara says, Vishleim ala Rabbi, the Yom HaMishum HaChone, Havi Sveika Deraisa. If you all like Rabbi, that it's Beitza Shenol the Mishabbos L'Yontav and Yontav L'Shabbos, then it's Deraisa. On a plain Shabbos, a plain Yontav, it's only a Gzera Derabbana, Gzera Otum. But if it's Shabbos next to Yontav, then it's a deraisa. So then you can say a sveika deraisa lechumra. That we understand. Ella, but if you hold like the last two opinions, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yitzchok, they say mishum gzeira, either the gzeira mashkin shezav or the gzeira of peres anosher, neither one gzeira or the other. So it's only a din de rabbanan to begin with. Sveika de rabbanan he, b'chol sveika de rabbanan lekula. Why all of a sudden? Why are you machmir? Oh, that's the shot. There were four opinions why it's awesome. On the right hand side of the page, on the margin, they quote in tiny letters the Tosfos Nishonim. In the tiny Rashi letters. Avle Rav Nachman Loi Park. Why did they? There were four pshatim in the Gemara. Why the Beit Shenol is awesome? So they only relate to three. It's boilek. What they leave out, Rav Nachman? So he said, Rav Nachman, maybe it's not so shver. Have a kain de raisa. Even though Mukta is only the Rabbanon. Even though Muktzah is only the Rabbanon, but still the Gemara has epis and Asmachta from a Pasuk. Where's the Asmachta? How does it say? Hechinu eis asher yaviu. It says says they should prepare everything in the bod yom. Whatever you don't prepare is muktzah. So the pashup shot in the pasuk, you have to carry in the mon on Erev Shabbos because there was no Erev in the Nidbar. And if you don't carry your money on Erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to carry on Shabbos, period. That's why. But the Chachamim made as an asmachta from that pasuk, Vehechinu, you should prepare all everything in advance. You need hachana. Whatever food doesn't have hachana is muktzah. It's only an asmachta that's not on the level of the raisa. That's not what the pasuk is really speaking about. But at least it's a din derabbanan that has an asmachta in a deraisa. So you treat it like a deraisa. That's what he says. Zahavi kein deraisa. Kisofik muchan dosa lekaman and davchav dalit. That you have to say by sofik muktzah you go lechumer. Sofik muktzah lechumer because muktzah is a kein deraisa because it has an asmacht and a pasuk. That's how the Prima Godem writes. That a din derabban, Prima Godem has a long psicha kalelis. Torah Chaim has a long hakdome. So in his, it's really a psicha kalelis to the whole Torah Shebal Peh. It's an introduction to the Torah Shebal Peh. So he gives you all the different. He lists off all the different levels of dinim. The dinim, the raisa, the dinim, the rabbanon, the ramin hogim, there's dibri kabbalah, there's gzeres, there's takonas. And then he says that there's a din de rabbanon with an asmachta, there's a din de rabbanon without an asmachta. So we're usually used to thinking an asmachta, stama, remez, b'yalma, machta, gamachia, rashi, tevis, it doesn't mean anything. So he understands that it's not so. Like the Ritva in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah writes. He writes, we have the Ritva writes, we have a tradition from Arabeim, from the Ramban, that when the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu and they made a din derabbanan with an asmach, that was really in the back of the Rabbanu Shalom's mind. When he dictated the Chumash in such a way, that's what Itaka had in mind. That's what Itaka had in mind. Like in this week's Sedra, it has in Parshas Vayishlach, no. It has Yankov Avinu tells his children, Hasiru Asalhei Hanecha Asher B'Seichichem V'Hitaharu V'Achlifu Simlo Seichem. So the Rishonim point out that this pasuk is Ashtikal Asmachta V'Hitaharu, that Avodizor is Metame. The whole din that if you touch a Dovishal Avodizor, if you touch a Getchke, it's Metame, it was only a din of the Rabbanah. But here there's a pasuk that's Ashtikal Asmachta for that. So the fact that the Rabbanu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu in such a way, V'Hitaharu, what do you mean purify? Yeah. It sounds like he told him to go to Mikveh. He probably doesn't mean that. Probably he didn't tell his children. Clean out, remove the Avodizor. It doesn't mean Tahar in the Mikveh, Tevel Zayin in the Mikveh. But the fact that the Chumash uses such a Lashon indicates that the Rabbanu Shalom had this in the back of his mind. He hoped that someday the Chachamim would come and make such a Gzera de Rabbanu. That was really the Ratzon of the Rabbanu Shalom.
Wasn't Tamei Meisa coming out
of
the city of
Shem? Tamei Meisa, another thing. But here it says that by touching the Avodizor, they became Tamei.
Right after.
Yeah, but here. I mean, maybe V'Hitaru because of the killing. I don't know. It's a good point. Okay, it's a good point. But the Rishonim say on this pasuk, the Smak says on this pasuk that this is an asmachta, this is a remez to the later takana de Rabbanon that Avodizor is metame. So the Prima Godim claims along the lines of that Ritvon, the first parak in Rosh Hashanah, when you have a din de Rabbanon that has an asmachta, that's stronger than a plain din derabbanan that doesn't have any asmachta. Stronger, weaker. But again, to what? So he says, Safik derabbanan lechumra. The din of Safik derabbanan lekule is only a plain derabbanan. But if you have a din derabbanan that's a pesakiyum deraisa, if you'll observe it, there'll be a kiyum deraisa, then you have to say, Safik derabbanan lechumra. And but whenever there's an asmachta, he's assuming that there's a shtikal kiyum deraisa there. The Beis Halevi has a famous tshuva, he talks about that. They were discussing in the days of the Beis HaLevi, that was a little over 100 years ago, the first Jewish colonists moved to Eretz Yisrael, and they had kibbutzim, they were doing Avodas HaKarka, so the shaila was, what do you do for Shemitah? So they had Heterim, Shemitah B'zman HaZeh, the Rabbanon, so there's what to negotiate. So the Beis HaLevi wanted to say, he has in his tshuvas, in the beginning of the Chela Gimel, and the tshuvas Beis HaLevi has a few tshuvas about Shemitah, so he wants to say that Shemitah B'zman HaZeh, the Rabbanon, is different from other the Rabbanons. This some derabbanans means the obligation to observe Shemitah is only derabbanan. But if you observe Shemitah, you will have fulfilled that din deraisa. Because Eretz Yisrael does have Kedusha. It's missing. It is Eretz Yisrael. It is Shnas HaShemitah. It's not they invented a din derabbanan from thin air. It's not like a chicken with milk is only a din derabbanan. Sure. It's only basa b'chala derabbanan. But here, it is Shnas HaShemitah. Right. It is Eretz Yisrael. There's a din that if you don't have the majority of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, so then the Torah says you don't have to observe Shemitah if you don't want to. But if you volunteer to do it, then you have a kin. Let's say a woman shakes a lulav in an estuary. It's nothing. No. A woman is, if she doesn't want to, she doesn't have to shake a little bit in essence. But if she does, she has a kiyama mitzvah deraisa. So the same over here, the Beis HaLevi claim that Shemitah b'zman hazeh, you can dingzich with the Beis HaLevi on this, but that's what he makes a hanocha. He thinks that Shemitah b'zman hazeh, even if you hold this derabbanan means on a level of deraisa, if you don't want to, you don't have to, because you're missing some of the conditions of chiyuv. But if you volunteer on your own, there'll be a kiyam deraisa. So once the Chachamim required midirabbanan that you have to observe Shemitah b'zman hazeh, he says, oh, that's more chomer than another din derabbanan. This din derabbanan has a kiyum on the level of the ice. Here you have to go l'chumra. Here, if there's any suffix, you have to go l'chumra. You have no right to be mekel. So that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim is saying over here. That according to Rav Nachman says, Beitush and all the Bishabbos of the Yontav is an issue of Muktzah. Muktzah is only derabbanan, but still it's a derabbanan that has an asmachta in the pasuk, because it says, Ve'echinu. The whole institution of muktzah is based on that pasuk. You have to have achonim mibod yom, even though that's not the pashut pshat in the pasuk. Pashut pshat is cook it mibod yom. Don't cook it on Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're not allowed to cook. Or carry it on Friday, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos, because there's no erev there in the midbar. Pashut pshat in the pasuk isn't talking about hechinu make a achonim, so it shouldn't be muktzah. But the chachamim found in that pasuk and asmachta today takonah the rabbanon. So the Taisi Shishanim thinks that a din derabbanon that has an asmachta is like a kein deraisa, and it's more chomer than other din derabbanon. So you go l'chomer. Oh, it's a chiddush, a big chiddush. No. Be'elef, even anisa deraisa should be bottled be'elef. Anisa deraisa is bottled. So we're going to get to that later. Why it's not? But tzveika. Before you get to be'elef, why is tzveika? I have a beitza, and I don't know whether it's nol the Shabbos and nol the erev Shabbos. So the Braisa says tzveika asura. So far the Gemara is working on the Sveika Asura. Why should the Sufik the Asa, let it be a Sufik the Rabbana. So Bishleim of the Rabbah that you're dealing with an issue deraisa, Achana the Rabbah said then deraisa, so Sufik deraisa l'chumer. But the Gemara said if you're all like Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef, we have a kasha. Why didn't they say the story according to Rav Nachman? So the Tosfos Yeshanim on the side has this chiddush. He says you see that even though Rav Nachman says you're dealing with Mukta, which is only the Rabbanon, but it's a din derabbanan that has an asmachta and a deraisa, so I have to treat it like a din deraisa and say sofik deraisa lechumer, sofik deraisa lechumer. It's a chiddush.
What about the kol ma shetikin rabbanan kein deraisa?
Yeah.
Why should we have
an all the takanas derabbanan become a chelik of the Torah of Alpe on the level of deraisa, Alpi Pash. That's how Rav Soloveitchik used to say. So that's probably why whenever they made a takana, the Rabban is going to blend, has to blend in with all the other dinim deraisa. So they had to make it along the lines, they had to pattern it after dinim deraisa. If they'll make it, and Gansan has its own rules and regulations, doesn't follow any klolim deraisa, so how's it going to blend in to become part of the Torah of Alpe? So all the dinim derabbanan that had institute came deraisa tikkun. The shaila is though, is the Chaymer Hadin, is the seriousness of observing it. The Chaymer Sagabra is only the Rabbanon. It becomes the Chepta of Torah Shabbalpeh on the level of the Raisa. But the Chaymer Sagabra to observe the Din the Rabbanon is Sof Kosof only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon. So you should say, Sofik the Rabbanon Lakula. So here, the Bali Atesa, see this Tesa Sishonim, the top view, this Tesa Sishonim, is saying along the lines of that Prima Godim and the Beis HaLevi that we divide all the Din the Rabbanon into two categories. Some of them are more serious than others. Some of them that have an asmachta in a pasuk are considered that's really the rutzen of the Rabban Shlom. He was meramis to that the way he dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. And as such, a din de rabbanon, you have to go the chumash. It's interesting, the Prima Godim wants to make a distinction between an asmachta and an asmachta chashuva. Asmachta b'yalmo, he says that's only for remembering. You should remember what the din is, that they made an asmachta be'alma. But when the Gemara says it's only a din de rabbanon, the kura asmachta, it doesn't say asmachta be'alma. So he says that phrase asmachta means that that's an asmachta chashuva, that was taka the hidden intention of the author. That's what the Rabban Shlom meant when he dictated the chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu. If it says asmachta be'alma, means that that's not. That's only remez be'alma. But if it says asmachta, it doesn't say asmachta be'alma. That's to be taken more seriously. Yeah, that's what the Prima Godim claims like that. Why is it only what?
No, that's not
Smichas, Muchim, that's the difference. You have two psukim next to each other. No, that's a real midrash haTorah nedrashet thing. Shmuchim, two psukim, one next to the other. The Chumash Devarim is a real drasha. Is a real drasha. So the Gemara is bothered with this brisa. The brisa talks about beitzah and all the b'shabes. So if you have a suffix, you have to go the chumrah. How can it be if you all like Rav Yitzchak and Rav Yosef? The whole din of beitzah and all is only the rabbanon. It's only exer the rabbanon. How can you say suffix the rabbanon the chumrah? And for the Gemara, say for aso on the suffix treifa. That line in the brisa that says sveiko asura doesn't go on sofik beitzah shenol the b'shabbos or be'erev shabbos. No, that's only the rabbanon. No, it goes on a sofik treifa. What do you mean a sofik treifa? If you have a hen that has a broken leg, sometimes the hen has a broken leg, a broken wing in such a way that the whole hen is a treifa, and sometimes the halacha says only from the break on is a treifa and the rest is not. There's a din that basa v'yeva hamdul dolim b'behem achai v'yoif. If you have an animal that has a kosher animal, I say, have a kosher animal, you shecht it, you're allowed to eat it. So you're only allowed to eat the whole main part of the animal. If it has a broken leg that's just holding on by the skin on the outside and the bone is broken, so if not point on, you're not allowed to eat. That's a din. That part is a trefa. That's based on the pasuk, obasa basoda, trefa lo sachela. Basoda means kivish yotzel chutzlim chitzosa. So the leg, the basa v'yeva hamadul dolem b'behem achai v'yoyif, that's called basoda. That's chutzlim chitzosa. That's one din. But sometimes the chicken has a leg, chicken abeima has a leg that's broken in such a way that renders the whole gufa balchai into a trefa, not just from that point on. The whole animal is a trefa. So even if you're shechted, you won't be able to eat the whole chicken or the whole behema.
What if you find out later that there's a trefa, became trefa, you ate the egg?
Too bad.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you ate an egg from
I ate an egg, then I find out that the pot is treif. The pot that I cooked it in will be treif. Yeah. I did an aver b'shogeg. What can I do? But the pot that you cooked it in, you have to kasha. So there's a din, if you have a treif, let's say I have a cow that has a broken leg and it's a treifa. And the cow is still giving off milk. So not only is the din that if you shech the cow, you're not allowed to eat it, even the milk that it gives off, you're not allowed to drink the milk either. That's a din of yotzim and aser is also. Let's say fish lay eggs. And not only, let's say from a non-kosher fish, not only are you not allowed to eat the fish itself, you're not allowed to eat the eggs that the fish lays. A lot of trefa, they sell fancy...
Caviar.
They sell a lot of trefa eggs from trefa fish.
It comes out of it.
That's lined up in the pasuk. It says basayano, basayano. So the Gemara says, what do you mean basayano? What do you mean basayano? Benayano is also awesome. The Gemara says, what it means is the beitza soif tomei. Not only is the ostrich treif, the beitza shenolda from the ostrich is also treif. So an ostrich is an oif tomei. That's a different story. That's an oif tomei. That's a min tomei. What if it's a kosher hen, but it's a treifa? It has a leg that's broken in such a location that renders the whole loaf as a treifa.
How we can know that the eggs eating by now, they are not...
How do you know the milk that you drink? Yeah. How do you know? They told me that years ago, when the OU has their convention every 2 years, so they always have one session on kashrus. So they have a couple of rabbis, then they start asking them questions. So they once, I think this was in the Aguda, not at the OU, at the Aguda. They had a bunch of rabbis. They had Rabbi Ganak was there and Rabbi Moshe Heidemann, a few others. So they asked Rabbi Heidemann, when he gives the hashgachis, does he rely on Rove? Just rely on the Rove that it's kosher? Or do you actually check out that everything is kosher? So he's a big kibbutzer, Rabbi Heidemann. He always has a very good sense of humor. So he says, we all rely on Rove. How do you ever drink any milk? How do you know that the milk, how do you eat any eggs? How do you, maybe the egg came from a hen that's a treifa. Maybe the milk came from an animal that's a treifa. The answer the Gemara says that Rav behaves like Sheirus. You go bust it right. You have no way of telling. How do we know? You can't. You look at the milk, you can't tell. You know that it came from a cow, but you don't know that the cow. No one checked inside to see that there's no sirchus on the lung. It could be that it's walking around and it's a treifa.
Because that the eggs that are not kosher around.
The egg from a min tomei.
Yeah.
If it comes from a non-kosher bird,
yeah,
it'll have a different shape.
Exactly.
But if it comes from a hen,
yeah,
but the hen has a trefus.
Yeah.
The hen is a trefa. So then it's going to look the same. So there's no way to tell.
Yeah.
There's no way for you to tell. So when you buy eggs in the store, you know that it's from a hen. from a kosher, from a min tohor, but you don't know whether the hen was a trefa or not. When you buy milk from all cow's milk, milk from the other animals, you're not allowed to drink. But let's say I know that it's cow's milk. I say there are only cows on the farm, no other balichai, and I drink the milk from that farm. So the shah says, how do I know? Maybe one of the cows is a trefa. You'll never know the truth till after you shecht it and you check inside in the lungs to see what's doing inside. So that's the answer that Rabbi Hanuman said. That's the Gemara says. You go past the right. You assume the Rav Behema Saksheris and Rav Eifer Saksheris means it's not a trefa. Doesn't mean that Rav animals are kosher animals. Rav of the animals are not kosher animals.
The cow
is kosher, but you don't know if it's a trefa or not, so you go past the right. Right, you don't have to check for the other trefas. You only have to check for the reya and the lungs, because the trefas and the reyas are miut hamotzui. That's how the Ramban explains the beginning. The first Ramban in Chulin explains that. He quotes a medrash like that, from all the trefas in the world, if I see the animal as a trefa, it's a trefa, as a broken leg. So it's a trefa, nothing to discuss. I see it has a hole in it, someone shot a bullet through the head. So it has a nikav krum shel mayach. So I see the brain is oozing out. So no shaila, it's a trefa. But let's say, I don't know one way or the other whether the animal is a trefa. So you have a right to, when you shech the animal, you can eat it. You don't have to check to see if it has a trefa. The only thing you have to check for is the sirchus on the reh, because that's a miut hamotzui. Whenever you have a miut hamotzui, over 10%. Whenever you have a miut hamotzui, that you have to be bedik for. So Nachmos, what does the Gemara ask? The Gemara was bothered. Why does the Brisa say that if it's a Sofik Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, Sofik Beitza Shenolda B'Erev Shabbos is Aser, it's only, the worst it could be is a Sveika the Rabbanon, and for the Gemara, no. The Brisa starts off by talking about Beitza Shenolda B'Shabbos, but it's a Brisa Maseches Beitza. Once it's talking about Hilchas Beitzim, so it throws in a din about a different issue of Beitzim. Sveika Asura means if I have a Beitza Shenolda from a Trefa, from a hen, which I know has a broken leg, that it's a trefa, you're not allowed to eat it. And if I have a beitza shenolda, and I'm not sure whether this came from a kosher hen or from a trefa hen, it could be that it was a beitza shenolda from a trefa hen. So that's a case of safik deraisa lechumer, because the beitza sa trefa would be an issa deraisa. Here Rabbi Kivega tells you to look in the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma, of all places. Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma, this should have been somewhere more reasonable. The Shita Mekubetzes claims that it's not 100% accurate. Shita claims that, like you said, a difference. If the beta comes from an ostrich, or the eggs come from a trefa fish, a trefa fish lays eggs, that's called Yotzei Min Ha'asa. But if it comes from a kosher animal, but it happens to be a trefa, the cow is a trefa, or the hen is a trefa. So the cow gives off milk, and the hen gives off beitzim, so the Shita Mekubetzes thinks that that's only the Rabbanon. That's not their Isa. So if it's only the Rabbanon, so what does the Gemara say? Then it's a Sofik der Isa. It's also only a Sofik der Rabbanon. If you tell me that a beitzas trefo, beitzas tameyo, beitzas mintame is an Isa der Isa, but you tell me that a beitza from a trefo is only the Rabbanon, so vaita, Sofik trefo should be a Sofik der Rabbanon lakula. So Shita Mekubetzes says, no, there are certain Rabbanans where you say Safik the Rabbanan L'chumah, like Taisa said over here, like the Taisa Sisham said. It's a question, why should that be so? Is it so? Why should it be so? Why should I say like that? That Beitzah's Trefa is only an Issa the Rabbanan. If Beitzah's Saif Tome is an Issa the Raisa, so why should Beitzah's Trefa only be an Issa the Rabbanan? Yeah, so why shouldn't I say it's the same? Yeah. I say Basayan is Lavdavke. It's milk that comes out from a Chamor is also awesome.
Right.
Even though, so once you say Yotzei Min HaTamei, I generalize it, so why shouldn't I generalize it even if it's a Trefa also?
It's not the Tamei, it's a Psu in this chicken itself, but however, the chicken.
It's not a Min Tamei. What's the Hezbollah? There's still a question. Okay. It's a question. That's the Shita Mekubetzes in Bava Kamma, of all places in Bava Kamma. Should have been somewhere in Chulin, somewhere more reasonable. That's where Rabbi Kivega quotes. Oh, it gives you from Chulin.
It's also Chulin.
Ah, there's a Taisis in Chulin. Okay. Taisis in Chulin. Yeah. That's what the Shita Mekubetzes is talking about, Ubi Yerachimah. Yeah. The Gemara says in the end of Temura has something to do with Ubi Yerachimah. May or may not have something to do with Ubi Yerachim. It's a whole sugi at the end of the tour. Yeah. Okay.
Uber.
Oh, it's a.
Fake the Gemara Akash. the answer that he just gave is not a satisfactory answer. You're telling me that this braisa is a maseches beitza, and it's talking about all miscellaneous dinim about beitza, not just talking beitza shenol de b'shabbos. Starts off with beitza shenol de b'shabbos. Then when it says sveik asur, we already shifted. We are shifted, and we're talking about beitza from a treifa, a beitza from an oiftamei. That's already an isa deraisa. So if you have a suffix, if it's beitza oiftamei, beitza treifa, that'll be a suffix deraisa. New, and how do you read the next line? Bimnesarva be'elef. Kula masuras. Why should that be so? Freg di gemara. Freg di gemara. Hachi. If you claim that the next to the last line in the braisa, we already switched the topic, and we're no longer talking about a beitza shenol de b'shabbes a muktzah shaila. We're talking about a nisa deraisa. Ema sefer. So read the next line in the braisa. Nesarva be'elef. Kula masuras. Why should that be so? Why should that be so? The din is min ha-Torah. Chad betray his bottle. If I have a tray for egg that gets mixed up with two kosher eggs, it's already mutter. With the Rabbana, there's a chormi in each shishim. Where did they dig up shishim from? Where did that come in from thin air? No, shishim is a din daraisa. If you have mimishena minoi, let's say I have a cup of tea, and the lemon that we put in lamazogun is a tray for lemon. Orla. Such a thing, orla, let's say, would be a tray for lemon. So if you have shishim against the lemon, you probably will not taste the flavor. I don't know if that's true. It could be that a lemon is avida l'taima. It could be that lemon has such a sharp flavor, it'll give a strong... Yeah, it'll even give a tam, even per shishim. Let's say it's not lemon. Let's say a little chazashmalz falls in. So we assume the fact probably will be, unless we know otherwise, if you have 60 units of tea against the one unit of chazashmalz, you probably won't be able to taste the chazashmalz. If you can't taste it, so then the din is that it's muta. But if you don't have shishim, then there's a good likelihood. It's not definite. There's a good likelihood that you may be able to taste it. If you can taste it, that's a new din of tam kiyika. Even though you have rive against it, to have 2-1 against the chazashmalt, the treva chazashmalt that fell in. And I really ought to say, chad betrays bottle, I have a rive heter against a meal. You don't even need 2-1. You don't need 2-1. You have 51% tea and 49% chazashmalz, and I stir it together and I mix it up. So I should really say that. Normal conditions, a treifa flavor that falls into a kosher, a pot of soup, probably will not be nice and tummy. Probably won't be able to discern the flavor if you have 60 units against it. That's usually the only. Sometimes you have a concentrate, a flavor concentrate. You put in one drop of flavoring into a vat that's as big as this room, and it's still nice and tummy. So that's a avida l'taima, so it's nice and tummy even more than. Even Balak, but it's not Abid al-Tama. We usually assume that with shishim it'll be bottled. So that's why they made a din with the Rabbanim, that people shouldn't get confused. So they said, even if you have a tray for egg that gets mixed up with two kosher eggs, so it's all mim b'minoi. It's not that when they're all eggs, it all tastes the same. When you eat any given egg, the odds are 2-1 that it's the kosher egg. So it really should be mutter, it should be bottled. Chad betray, it's yavish b'yavish, mim b'minoi. What shaykh to say tam kiker? There's none as seen as tam. If I'm eating one egg, it doesn't have the tam from the treif egg, and the odds are 2-1 that I'm eating the kosher egg, whichever egg I'll eat. So the Rabbanim, they made a din, a chumre, that you have to have shishim even by min b'mina, by yavish b'yavish. That's a din with the Rabbanim. So here the Gemara has a din, if you have a beitza shenol de b'shabbes, and it gets mixed in with 1,000 beitzim, it's still awesome. 1,000 beitzim? How can it be that it's still awesome? On the level of the raisa, if it gets mixed in the one egg, that's also gets mixed in with two eggs. If it gets mixed in with two, it should be mutam and atara. With the Rabbanu, they were machmi, you should need shishim, you should need 60 eggs. But past 60 eggs, what shaykh to say? Why should it be asa? Why do you need, afila be'elef is like bottle. So the answer is like this. Bishleim, if you're still talking from the beginning to the end. The Bryce is talking about a kosher egg. But it's based on shenol de b'shabbos of the yontif. Oh, so that's called the dovish eish lematirin. I have a beitza shenol de b'shabbos today until havdalah, you're not allowed to eat it. Once you'll say Havdalah, you're permitted to eat the egg. The Beitza Shenol is only Muktzah on Shabbos. Soon as Shabbos and Yom Tov is over, it's no problem of Muktzah anymore. So that I have it in Adova sheyesh la matirin. If I wait till tomorrow and it'll be oish shaila, so I'm not allowed to use bittel beroiv today. I'm not allowed to say that. I'm not allowed to rely on bittel beroiv. I feel the be'alef leibov. So that's what the Gemara argues. Bishleim, if you still stick to the original pshat, that the brisa from the beginning to the end is talking safik yontif safik chol. If you're talking everything from the beginning to the end is beitzah shenol de b'shabbos, we didn't switch the topic. So I understand the last line. Why I feel a be'alef leibov? Avadav sheyesh la matirin. A mukta dike egg, wait till Abdullah it'll be muta, and that's the halacha. Chaldav sheish matirin, I feel the be'alef lay bottle, we understand why it's not bottle. But, Eliyam, it's sofik treifa, but if you tell me that our next to the last line in the brisa we switch the theme, we're not talking about beitz shenol de b'shabbos anymore. We're sveik asura, we're talking a sofik beitz as treifa, a sofik beitz as oif tome. We switch the topic, we're not talking about the mukta dike egg anymore. So how do you understand the last line? The Sarvabel of Kula Masuris. It doesn't make any sense. It should be bottled either Beroiv or bottled Beshishim. Be bottled Beruba. Let it be bottled Beroiv. Either Roiv of Chad Betray, Minatoira, or Roiv of Shishim Adarbon. And how can you say that that I feel a bell if it's not bottled? It doesn't make any sense. Maybe you'll say the following, Zogdimar. Vichi Tema. Maybe you'll want to say the following. Beitzah Hashuva. That's a new din with the Rabbana. There's a din. Let's say I have a behemoth that became a treifa. Let's say it was clawed by an animal, by the neck. So the Gemara Chulin discusses which animals make treifa if they claw the sheep by the neck, and which animals don't make treifa. So let's say I have different animals, different sheep were clawed by different big animals. And at the time, I remember this is the treif and this the ksheira, and now they're all mixed up together. I have a whole flock, and I can't tell, and they all have scratches on the necks, and I can't tell which is the kosher, which is the treif one. So what would the din be in such a case? Let's say you have shishim. I know for sure I have a thousand kosher sheep, and the worst I can have is one or two that are treifers because they were attacked, drusa. A drusa is attacked by an animal by the neck. So what's the din? Would you say in such a, you would say minatar? You would say chad betray bottle. You would say you don't even need 1,000. You don't even need 60 minatar. If you have one, gets mixed up with two, and you can't identify. Usually, you can identify this one has a scratch on the neck. The others don't. Let's say they all have scratches on the neck. I know that only one of them was scratched in such a way that it was made into a treif, and the others are kosher. And now there's no way to tell which is which. So Minatara should say chad betray bottle. If you have the treif, it got mixed in with two kosher, it's bottle. With the Rabbanon, we have a chumre that you need shishim. So let's say you have shishim. So with the Rabbanon, there's a new chumre now. Even if you have shishim, it's still also. Why? Balechaim chashivi v'loy b'teili. Live animals have a chashivis, and you can't say that it loses its identity in the conglomerate. Just because the live animal got mixed in with all the other animals, can't say it's bottle lag of the right. It loses identity, kilu it's not here. Achumim midirabon balechayim achashim. Or take lemoshal another case. It's a fancy restaurant, and they're serving steaks. And they made a mistake. They got a treifa steak from the treifa butcher shop. And they mixed it all in, and they broiled all the steaks. And you have, let's say, it's a whole convention, and they're serving hundreds and hundreds of people, and then the chapsuk afterwards, that one of the steaks is mamish nevela. Mamish atrefa, atrefa behema. So there is a din with the rabbanon that's called chaticha haruya liskabe. It's a fancy chasana, a fancy banquet, and one trefa portion got mixed in with 1,000, with 5,000 portions of heter. So the din is a chaticha haruya liskabe. If it's a choshev chaticha, I feel the of my book. That's a chumim with the Rabbana. Why you have such a din? What more do you have such a din? The Gemara has now Dovish of the Minyan. If you have a Dovish of the Minyan, also loy bottle. Dovish of the Minyan also means Azach Hoshe Bezach. Let's say there's an Avodah Zarah, there's a statue of Avodah Zarah that the Goyim worship. And this statue of Avodah Zarah has a necklace on it. So when they sell necklaces in the store, they don't sell a pound of necklaces. They sell each necklace is sold separately. Individually, you sell each one separately. So such a thing that's only sold separately, that's called a Dovish of the Minyan. It has a hashivis. It's something that's unique. So you can't say that this is bottle agav all the others. It doesn't, since it's always sold separately, So it never becomes but lachuma midirabon. That these three are chumers midirabon. Balechaim chashivu v'lo b'teili. And chaticha ruil is kabed is a davar chashim and it's not bottle. And davar shemimingin is a chumer midirabon that is not bottle. What do you mean, what about kavua? Kavua is a kasha, how is ever anything bottle? Tosis says to Kasha, how is anything ever bottle? Yavish b'yavish, chad b'trei. Why don't you say kol kavua, kemach tzamach t'dami? So Tosis and Nozer asked that Kasha. That's an important question. You got to know what the answer is. Tosis and Nozer, Daf Yud Beis, talks about that Kasha. Why don't you say kavua? So this is a chumra midirabbanan. We have three cases like this. Dovish of the minyan is a choshev and it's not bottle. Balachaim chashiv in the not bottle. And chaticha ruilis kabit is a chumra midirabbanan that is not bottle. It's all midirabbanan. We are Rabbi Chanan Wasserman has a whole essay about this in his Sefer on Yivam. It's a yes, the shayla. Why did they make a chumra midirabbanan from thin air? We usually say called the tikka rabbanan, kain deraisa tikkun. All the takanas to Rabbanan that pattern after dinim their rice. Oh, here, on the level of their rice, it is such a din. So with the Rabbanan, they extended the din over there. Like we just said, where did they invent shishim? Where did they get shishim from? Thin air? No. There's a din of shishim by mimishen aminoi, by lach balach, when it's tam ki ikir. So there, we assume that tam ki ikir is their rice. So they made a din in order to make everything easy. So he said, you always need shishim. But at least the shishim has a mocker. On the level of their eyes, you need shishim and atar by mimishen emini, usually in order to be masalik the tam, because you say tam kikin. But where did they have it called the tikkun rabbanan? Came their eyes to tikkun. What in the world is this pattern after? Where do you have it in their eyes that something is chashim and it's not bottle? So the midirabbanan they smuggled in all these cases also. The balachayim are chashim and the davishim minyan is chashim and the chaticha is kabbat is chashim. What's the original din their eyes that this is came their eyes? So Rabbi Chanan works very hard. He doesn't really give a satisfactory answer. Remember when we learned here a day, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Chavis Das, the Nesivis, and Simon Kuf Yud has a Ramban in Gittin where he says the Ramban sheet is that Bnei Odom on the level of the Raisa Hashibi v'loy b'teilu. Bnei Odom v'loy b'teilu. Let's say we have a whole bunch of children, all Yiddish children, and then a Goyish baby gets mixed in. You have 100 babies. And one is a guy in 99, you don't remember who's who. And they're all up for adoption, let's say. 100 families are adopting 100 babies. So 99 are the babies we know are Yidin. Let's say after the war, the parents were killed by the Nazis and you had Yisoymin. So we know that 99 out of 100 Yisoymin are Yidin, and one is a guy, but the children don't know anything. They're little babies, they're infants. They don't know anything what's happening. So would you say on the level of their eyes, it's bottled beroiv, and you don't have to do geiris on anybody? Would you say no? What do you mean you don't have to do geiris? Midirabbanan is not bottled because balechaim chashivi v'levitevi. Human being is also a balechaim. Balechaim chashivi v'levitevi. So the Chavis Das says no. He says he has a Ramban. He says on the level of their eyes, it's not bottled. You have to do geiris on all 100 misafik on a broche. Why? Because b'nei yodam ha-chashivi v'loi b'teilu, that's a din derais. B'nei yodam don't lose their identity in the conglomerate when they get mixed in with others, that's a svara derais. And all of these cases, balechaim chashivi v'loi b'teilu, chatichu ilus kabit is not bottled, and davish b'minyan is not bottled, these are all derabonon kein derais tikkun. These are all pattern after that din derais, that b'nei yodam are not bottled.
That's a number 60.
That's a svara that...
Yeah, the Ramban doesn't have a pasuk. Tosis disagrees with the Ramban. Tosis disagrees. Tosis and Sanhedrin says the Feirish that Bnei Adam are bottled, because Tosis has a famous kasha in Chulin, in different places, huh? Ramban in the middle of Gittin is talking about the Gemara has a funny case. A man was meman shliach to be mekadosh an isha, and then the shliach dies. Meis hashliach. So Hareza, the man is not allowed to marry anybody. Why? Maybe the shliach chazok and shliach also shlichus. Maybe the shliach was mekadesh a girl for him, and he didn't live so long to give back the message who the kala is. And it may turn out that I'm marrying achos ishti, a relative, a bas ishti. I may be marrying a relative that I'm not allowed to marry. So the Rishonim ask, what do you mean? Why don't you say go basaroi? So the Ramban starts off. The Ramban, so Taisa says the whole story is only a chumah with the Rabbanim. The whole thing is a penalty with the Rabbanim because that's not proper. To go send the shliach to pick a kala, anybody you please, that's improper. You're not supposed to marry a girl unless you know who she is. If I picked out the girl, I can send the shliach to be mekadesh. But if I send the shliach, pick anybody that you think is good for me, so Taisa says that's not proper. So we penalize him in the Rabbanon. We say you're not allowed to marry anybody. Go marry a Gioris. You're not allowed to marry any Jewish girl. And maybe a relative, that's prohibited. And the Ramban explains how it works on a level of their eyes. So the Ran quotes this Ramban and Gitnan Daf Samach Dalit. So the Ramban also is not so poshut. The Chavis Das claims that that's what the Ramban said. It doesn't necessarily say it in the Ramban. The Chavis Das learns that that's what the Ramban is saying, that B'nei Yodam, Machashivi, V'loi B'teili, that that's a din derais. And he has it in Simen Kuf Yud, on the Simen of Kavua.
Where does the number 60 come from?
60 is an umdine that if Chazishmaltz falls in, past, if I have 60 units of tea against the one unit of Chazishmaltz, it probably will not be nice and tough.
Isn't it different depending on the ingredients?
Yeah, that's what it depends on. But normally we assume that at the point of Shishim, you have a right to assume it probably is no longer nice and tough. Sometimes there are exceptions to the rule, and even past Shishim, if it's a concentrate, spices, melach. And tavlin is nice and tam, even there shishim. And most of the time, even less than shishim, it's ain't a nice and tam. But since you don't know, so the Gemara says, you hop on shishim. Shishim, the ruba of the cases, the tam that fell in will no longer be discerned. It will no longer be nice and
tam. Suppose he needs the eggs to be eaten on Yom Tov.
Yeah.
He needs to serve it to people. What do you say? You should wait after Yom Tov if he leaves them now. Did he also say
Still Zom Sheish Lamat
Yom Tov. So you shouldn't need them. Yeah. Even if he leaves them now.
Yeah.
You were starting to say about the price of disagreement.
Taisus disagrees with the Ramban. Taisus, there's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Taisus in Chulin and in Sanhedrin. There's a Mishnah in Sanhedrin that has a funny case. The Bezna has locked up in prison. The whole case is far-fetched. Bezna has locked up in prison 10 people who are all Chayv Misa. Nine of them are Chayv Skila and one is Chayv Sreifa. So the Mishnah says, now we don't remember who's who. Somehow they succeeded in removing the labels. So no one remembers who's who. We just know that all these 10 guys, all these 10 prisoners, how is it Gemara? The whole thing is impossible. When Bez makes a Gemara Din, they not Gemara Din. You don't make a Gemara Din for two people. The whole case is far-fetched. It's a Mishnah, theoretical case.
No, we anyway. He's got to be put to death immediately anyway.
Right. Yeah. So the shaila is, but which misa do you give? Yeah. If the guy's Sayyid, you're not allowed to give him worse.
Right.
If you don't remember which misa he's chayiv, you have to give him the lesser of the two. Right. The lesser of the two. So Nisarvin, Niskolim, and Nisrofin, so there's a Machlekes Hatanai, which is worse?
Sreifa
or Skila? Machlekes Abshimin and the Rabbanan. Abshimin says that Sreifa is worse. So if you get mixed in together, people are Chayiv Skila, Chayiv Sreifa, they give everybody Skila. We don't pasken like that. We pasken that Skila is considered worse, and Sreifa is less, they give everybody Sreifa. So Taisa, Sreik Takasha, the Gemara says Beferish, that it doesn't matter whether it's 9 to 1 or 1 to 9. So Taisa, Sreik Takasha, why don't you go 9 to 1? Let's say Batel Beroy. Why don't you say Batel Beroy? Say Batel Beroy on human beings.
So don't give him any.
No,
we know that the Rol Chayim is. We know that the Rol Chayim is.
But you know one isn't.
No, that's another Mishnah. That's another Mishnah. Ten people, there's one Mishnah, nine people are Chayim Misa, one is innocent, then you don't give anybody Misa. If you don't know, each one claims I'm the innocent one, then you don't give anybody Misa. But if you have 10 people, they're all Chayim Misa. Nine are Chayim, one Misa, and the 10th one is Chayim or less Misa. So you always go Lekula, whatever is Lekula of the two Misa. So Taisa, Svek Takasha, why don't you say, Batel Beroy? So the simple answer would be Balechaim Chashivi V'loi B'teili. Why don't they just answer Midir Rabbanon? They don't even answer that. They don't even answer Midir Rabbanon. The Ramban answers Minat Torah B'nei Adam Anat Batel. You can't say Bitul B'roi V'am B'nei Adam.
So
comes up with an answer. The Rabbeinu Tam says Be Misa L'Misa you don't go Baseroi. So all the Achreidim have a whole pilpul. What did Rabbeinu Tam say? They have a whole discussion. Is it true? Why should it be so? What kind of a klal? Taisus and Chulin and Taisus and Sanhedrin. To decide whether this means or that means you don't go bus right. Why not? Why should if you say Bittel Beroy then
that this is the correct Misa, that one person is going to be killed incorrectly. Abazai, you take them both.
Okay. Whatever the Pshat and Taisa, whatever the Pshat. But Taisa doesn't give the obvious answer. They should have said Bnei Adam Achashiv, and they're not bottled.
Yeah, but then in the other case where one of them is
not
it's not five. They should all get Misa.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Same kasha. I mean, in that case, they should get Misa. Oh. If they're all chayv misa, you don't know what misa, then you shouldn't go basar rabba. But if you have nine are guilty, one is innocent, then you should give them all the ownership.
No,
okay. You got to look in Taisus what they answer. Okay. Anyway.
You can't kill one person because the other person is chayv misa.
That's the kasha. Why don't you go basar rabba? If they don't go basar rabba, okay, so good to kasha. We know for sure that there are some amzerim, yeah. We know for sure there are some amzerim. So that's the question. Do you have a right to go basaroy to say that the rov of them are not mamzerim? Because hardly anybody remarries. Do you have a right to say like that? You go basaroy that they're not mamzerim. Or they say no, that Bnei Adam are not bottle men atar, maybe that's a kavua deraisa. That's what the Ramban is talking about. The Ramban says that by that case, I know that one woman, there are millions of girls in the world, I know that there may be one woman who's asura to me because she's a relative of my wife, and there may be a taruvis, this one girl may be mixed in with all the other girls. I'm not allowed to marry anybody, I have to go marry a giris. So who for sure, she's not a sister of my kala. So the Ramban holds that that's a din deraisa. If you have one person who may be usur, then you're not allowed to marry anybody because the taruv is bnei adam. There's no roiv on the level of deraisa. That's what the Ramban says. That's exactly. Yeah, meisa shaliyah. But they wanted to kill Eliezer. So the mele Yitzchak. How do you know lovin bikish lakas hakol? So the medish pliyas from they say that that's how, where does it say lovin bikish lakas hakol? So that's in the Pshetlach Svarim, they say, because Lavan wanted to bump off Eliezer, he wanted to poison him.
And then
they switched the food, the Malach switched it, and the soul died. So if he would have killed Eliezer, would have been Mesa Shalia Chasa B'chala Nashim Shabbalim. Yitzchak wouldn't be able to marry anybody. So that's love and pikish, Shlaka Zako.
Only when Lavan went Malachi. Only in that.
Okay. Have to marry Agiaris. Okay, have to marry someone else, not from the family. Yeah. Okay. So here the Gemara is working on this din derabbanan, on the Davish Minyan. So on the topic of Davish Minyan, what constitutes a Davish Minyan? How chashuv does we gave a mashal a piece of jewelry that's on a statue of Avodah Zarah? That's a taisis. That's a Taisvis in Zvachim. Here on this Daf Taka, Zvachim Daf Ein Dalet, what this long Taisvis discusses, Taisvis in Zvachim learns like that, that a Takshit on a statue of Avodah Zarah has the status of a Davish Minyan. What are the examples here? So the Gemara here is going to quote a Mishnah. Gemara here quotes a Mishnah in a few lines. Mishoilach Havile Tilton Shal Kloy HaKerem. I have bundles of Kloy HaKerem or bundles of Orlo. What is Orlo? Orlo means if I plant a tree, so the first 3 years, if pears grow, sometimes pears don't grow the first 3 years. Sure, so there's no problem. If there are any pears that grow, usually the pears that grow that are inferior, you don't want to eat them anyway. But let's say you succeed in planting a tree and it gives forth pears that are edible in the first 3 years. So the din is that it's orla, osa b'achila b'hano, and it's ton sreifo. You have to burn it. So din deraisa, you have to burn it. And the same is true regarding kloy hakerem. Kloy hakerem and orla have the same dinim. There's sukkim and chumish that connect the two, even though they're totally different things. Kloy hakerem means, let's say you have grapes growing near grain, very close by, and there's no mechitza that's mafsik, and there's no hefsik in the karka. If you leave dalet amos in between, have the grapes growing over here, and the tzvul growing over there, and with the hafsok in between, a path in between, then it's not kloy hakerem. But if they're growing right near each other, with no mechitza to be mafsik, so then it's kloy hakerem. So kloy hakerem is also osa b'achila u'bahano, and it's ton sreifa. What happens if it gets mixed in the orla, the kloy hakerem gets mixed in something else? That's mixed into something else. So if the lemon, let's say, if the lemon, we squeezed in a little lemon juice and a cup of tea, and this lemon grew on a tree in the first 3 years of the tree, it's orla, it's an orla lemon, so then the din would be, it depends whether it's nice and tam or it's ain't nice and tam. Can you taste the flavor of the lemon juice in the tea or not? It's nice and tam, then it's also the same nice and tam as muta. What if it's not a case of mimishein amina, that the lemon is orla and the lemon juice fell into the tea? Let's say I have thousands and thousands of lemons, kosher lemons. And then this couple, they made a delivery, from Pardes, where they have lemons, that's Orlo. And then they mixed them in, and then afterwards they realized, what are we mixing together? This is the Orlo, this is kosher. So if I have, how many kosher lemons do you have to have in order to be mevatel the treifa lemons? So the din should be menatera chad b'treif bottle. Should be like this. How many Orlo lemons fell in? 500 Orlo lemons. 5,000 Orlo lemons. So the din should be, if you have 5,001 kosher lemons against 5,000 treifa lemons, I should say that's called vikul b'raif. If it's 51% against 49%, I should say bottle b'raif menatera. Mid the Rabbanon, you say, well, you gotta have shishim, even though it's yavish b'yavish, mim and minoy. Mid the Rabbanon, you gotta have shishim. Okay, so 500 lemons got mixed in, you have to have 60 times 500 lemons. Mid the Rabbanon, they made a chumre that in order to be mevatel such a case, mim b'minoy, yavish b'yavish, by orlo or klerakem, you have to have mosayim. So you have to have 200 units of heter against the one unit of iser. So
if you have,
by truma, the original chumra midirabbanan, this is all midirabbanan. The original chumra midirabbanan was by truma that you have to have 100 units. 100 units. Again, the same thing. If this lemon, if it's a kosher lemon, you are mafish truma, and then somebody poured in a little lemon juice into the cup of tea. So then it depends if it's nice and tam or ain't a nice and tam. If it's nice and tam, I'm not a kohen. If I'm a kohen, I'm allowed to drink the tea, unless I'm tummy. I'm telling me I'm not allowed to eat the truma. But let's say I'm a kohen and I'm tohor, so I'm permitted to drink the lemon juice. What's the shayla? I'm a kohen, I can eat the truma. If I'm not a kohen, so then it depends whether it's nice and tam or it's ain't nice and tam. But let's say it's not that the lemon juice of truma got squeezed into the cup of tea. Not bim shein amino. One lemon of truma, a bushel of lemons of truma fell into hundreds of lemons that are chulin, that are not truma. So the din should have been menatei rachad b'trei. You have 51% kosher against 49% truma, you should say menatera. Most of the posts can hold that that's called chabitre.
Chabitre is 2-1.
Double. So some have a chumra that you need double. But most posts can hold.
If you want to add on one lemon, you have 50 and 1, you need 101.
Not allowed to. If you don't have the right amount, that's called eimavatla nisala chatsira. You're not allowed. Even though it already fell in, if you don't have enough, you're not allowed to add on. The Gemara is going to discuss that topic on the next daf, on the Dalar Amid Beis. That you're not permitted to, in most cases, you're not permitted to add on.
How did Truma become 1 in 100?
Oh, so Minatera, it should be, if the lemons of Truma fell into the lemons of non-Truma, I should say, Pashtus, if it's 51% non-Truma, 49% Truma, you should say it's okay. So mid the Rabbanon, they made a chumra, you need 60 times. Ozozayin, 60 times. So now mid the Rabbanon, they made another chumra. If it's truma, you have to have 100 times heter against the one unit of Yisra. A chumra, to treat truma as being more chumra than, this is a the Rabbanon on top of a the Rabbanon already. On the level of the rice is mutachad betray. If you have 51% to 49%. Mid the Rabbanon, we require 60. By all traifas. And here, because it's truma, with the Rabbanon you need mayor. So orla they make double. Why they make orla klakem double, twice as chomer as truma? So the Sifrei says, because truma is only osa b'achila muta b'hano, as opposed to orla klakerem, yitech shekofa l'isuro, kofa l'aliyosa, since the Torah made it twice as osir, because orla klakerem is osa b'achila u'b'hano, so with the Rabbanim we introduced a chumra al gabi chumra that you need masayim.
Is all the high priestess if you need it?
No.
But chumra you chai
priestess. Yeah.
So that's more of a chumra.
It's a very good kasha. Why did the Chachamim declare that orlo is twice as chumr as chumra? Fakir, as you say. If a non-kain eats chumra, it's misa b'day shamayim. If someone eats orlo, so you give him out.
But chumra is... Truma can be eaten by a koyan, and this can never be eaten by anybody. That's
okay.
Why it has a chumra.
Okay. But that's apparently what the Tanoim thought, like you. Okay. So the Tanoim held that oil like Lakem is twice as chumra, that's the Loshan in the Sifrei. It's twice as chumra as Truma, because Truma is only Asa Bachila Mutabano, and oil like Lakem is even Asa Bano, so Mikterch Shekofal. Isurai, since the Torah made a double Isur, so kafal aliyasa. Mid the Rabbanon, we are machmer on the bittul. Aliyah means lahalos, means that it should be bottled. It's not going to be bottled the echod of meya. It's not enough 100 units against the one unit. You have to have 200 units against the one unit to say that it should be mutter. So this, so is the good. So we've already reached the madrigal. A little lemon, a lemon fell in. You got to have 200 kosher lemons. So now the Gemara says, not so fast. Sometimes that lemon is so chomer that it's going to ask for everything. I feel at the elef. What's going to be? It depends. Lemons. When you go to the store, they sell lemons by the pound.
No.
Sometimes they sell it a dozen lemons by piece.
Yeah. For a dollar.
But when they sell it, when the wholesaler sells it to the retailer, somebody sells it by a bushel. He sells a whole bushel. So since it's not a davish of the minion, sometimes they sell it by the way. So that's not called a davish of the minion. What if it wouldn't be a lemon? What if it would be some kind of a fruit that grows on a tree?
An apple.
No, a palm.
Apples also they sell by the pound. But let's say some kind of a unique
cherry. Persimmon.
Okay. Let's say dates hadas. It's a special super duper tree that you don't have such cherries all over. And each one costs $1 million a fruit. This fruit has the cure for cancer, and everyone's challenging to buy this fruit. Some kind of a case like that. So if you have a peri that's very very chashiv, so then the tanoim say, that's already labeled as a davish minyan. If they never sell it by the weight, they always sell it each piece separately. Davish chashiv, so it's a davish minyan. So davish chashiv is never bottle. I feel the elef, it's not going to be bottle. So the Mishnah has a machlokes hatanoim regarding the details. How choshev does it have to be that it should have the status of a davar choshev? So one Tana says v'chachamim amrim. Here it says v'chachamim amrim eino mekadesh. Mekadesh means if the trefa fruit gets mixed in with the kosher fruit, it asses everything. Mekadesh means that it asses everything. Eino mekadesh means that it doesn't ass. So the Chacham say, Eina Mekadosh, it doesn't ask for all the others if it gets mixed in, Ela Shisha Dvar Milvad. Yeah, we skipped a lot. We're going to get back to it. There are only six things. There are only six things that are so chashiv. Six things in the whole world that are so chashiv. Rabbi Kiva, I mean, there are seven things. Sure. Rabbi Kiva adds on a seven. Which are the six of the seven? Beilein. Egoizi Perach. The nuts from that city, Perach, they're so chashiv that's Mamash Udavish Meminyan. Like the Paris from the Eitz Adas. Rimoine Badon. Two, Chavi Estumis is three, Kilfei Tardness four, Kilchei Kruv is five, Dalazi Manas is six, and Rabbi Kiva adds on seven, Afkikr Shabalbais, whatever they are. Okay, so the Chachamim say there are only six things that are considered super duper chashiv, and the Rabbanan is never bottled even with the Masayim. Rabbi Kiva makes it that there are seven things that are very chashiv, and the first Tana, Reb Meir, says no, there are lots of things that are davar chashiv. The mayor says there are many more things that are davar chashuv. He gives you an example. Bundles of tilton. Shahayirah, mayor, flegalim al zogan, eshadakilim manis mekadosh. All the things that you sell by the unit, that you sell it individually, you don't sell it by the pound, all those things are chashuv.
Exclusively.
And they're not bottled. Oh. And now in the second wide line, the itmar aloh, in a connection with that shitas Rab Meir. It doesn't necessarily mean that we paskin like Rab Meir. We probably don't paskin like Rab Meir. We paskin either like Rabbi Akiva or like the Chacham, either there are six things or seven things, the Machlokes and Yeridei, two Shitas and Rishon. We probably don't paskin like Rab Meir. But what did Rab Meir say? So there's a Machlokes, Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. What is the correct Girsa in the Mishnah of Rab Meir? What did Rab Meir say? Did he mean to say the Itmar Aloh? And on that Mishnah, in connection with that Mishnah in Truma, in Orloh, it's the Mishnah in Orloh. In connection with that Mishnah Norla, there is a machlokes Rabbi Yechonon Mishlok. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Eshadakli Marshin. Rabbi Yechonon says the correct use in Rab Meir is if it's something that's only sold by the unit. It's always sold by the unit. They never sell it by the weight. And Reish Lakish disagrees and he says Rab Meir is even more machmir. Kol Shadakli Marshin. If it's sometimes sold by the unit, even though sometimes it's sold by the weight. Sometimes it's sold by the unit. That also makes it into a davar chashuv. So boiled down, there are four shitas. You have chachamim shita. There are six things that are davar chashuv. Rabbi Kiva's shita. There are seven things that are davar chashuv. Then you have Rab Meir, but two versions of Rab Meir. Your Rab Meir, according to Reish Lakish,
is very machmir.
Anything that's sometimes sold by the unit. And Rab Meir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is a little more machmir than Rabbi Akiva, but he's not machmir as much as Reish Lakish says. Sure. So now the Gemara is going back to the Beitzah Shenolda. So again, so we have a din that with the Rabbanon there are things that are considered chashuv. Davar chashuv is not bottle. What's an example? Davar chashuv, chaticha ruilis kaben is not bottle, and a balichaim chashiv lebitel is also not bottle, and a davar shebiminya, if it's a thing that's sold separately, is chashuv and it's not bottle. But there are four versions as to what constitutes a davar shebiminya. When does it qualify to be considered davar shebiminya?
Well, these are in addition. These are additional things. No.
This is Dov Shemimini. This is the
Tav. And Yaakov is about the Torah, because Yaakov did forget the Brocha, but Yaakov is sure to read, Farakta Ulo Matzavrecha. In other words, whenever Yaakov is learning Torah, so Esav is down. So Esav, what he wants is to finish, to wipe off the Torah. So the night is a symbol of the Golos. So the whole night there was a fight about whether Yaakov will learn Torah or not, and Yaakov was standing and Esav couldn't do anything. When came the morning, or morning is right before the life of the Mashiach, of the Geulah, so Esav saw he can't do anything, so he touched the foot, the leg of Yaakov. The leg of Yaakov, the legs of a man are the ones who are supporting him, who are holding him, holding the man. So the Zohar says that comes in the Oraita, that he touched those who support Torah. In other words, the Nisoyim, what Esav is trying to do to us now, is to avoid supporting Torah. I can say myself, you know, people are coming to my door also, like coming to you, coming to me, like everybody's coming for every cause. When they come for a kohelim, it's for me that I'm for years in a kohelim, it's hard for me to write a check. It's easier for a sick man, for anything, it's very easy. But when it comes to a kohelim, so even though that I understand the feeling that everybody feels, like, why should he sit in a kohelim? Why shouldn't he go to work or whatever? But the thing is that in Eretz Israel now, that It's not enough. Just the yeshiva, when the boys get married and they're 21 years old, it's not enough learning. And the system there is different than here, and they have to sit and learn another few years. And otherwise, in 3 years yeshiva, you can't do that much. So they have to learn a little more. And we're trying to put in a kollel learning aloha lemaise, more shulchan aruch, more aloha lemaise, more topics, and we put examinations in writing every month. They have to write a test. And that so we encourage the learning better this way. And here we are trying to get some support for that.
Now there is a Tana.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yechon Mishlokish argued, did Rabbi Meir say it? There's a Nacha Tana. We'll find your Tana. So the Rebbe digs up this Nan, the Tanya, whatever. Zamishna, Brahis, there is a Tana who said it. I'm showing the next pshat on the last line. The last line goes on, Beitzas Trefo. The Sarva Bell of Kulam Asuris, we wouldn't pass him like that, Halacha Lamaisa. It's either Rav Meir Shita, which we don't accept, or it's another Tana who holds like Rish Lakish's version of Rav Meir, that if you have something that's sometimes sold by the unit, even though usually it's not sold by the unit, we would say in that case that also that is a fila de alif laibok.
Yeah.
Okay. This Gemara has a very rich Gemara here. There's a lot of Yeridei. I believe that next week we'll have to go into the rest that we left out here. Very important. Okay. Every year for the last few years we have a Rav Emeritus Yisrael who comes to represent his kollel in Yerushalayim. Maybe come to speak.